I've told you this before, but I use my phone for a lot of things. I use my phone to keep my calendar on it. I do not have a calendar where I write things on the calendar. I know some people still do and have to carry that calendar around with them. I don't do that. I keep my calendar on my phone. So every day I have things listed on there that I think I need to do that day and that I would like to do, just like today. I have a list of things, people I want to go see, things that I need to do. And so that happens every day, whether it's work related or whether it's just things that I think I need to do. And so I have my calendar on my phone. So I'm constantly checking my calendar during the day. I keep notes on my phone. And when I think about something, I may be at hospital visitation, and when I think about something, and sometimes it's right in the middle of something else, I think about something that I could bring up in a sermon or in a devotional, just the way my brain works, pull out my phone, put a note to myself, save it, then I go back to it and read it later. Honestly, sometimes I email it to myself, all right? Sometimes I send a text message to myself, and that way it'll remind me to read that note. All kinds of things I do on my phone. Of course, I look up things, as we say, on the internet on my phone. I do that a lot. And so my phone is really a vital part of what I do every day. Good or bad, whether you like that or not, that's just the way it is now with a lot of people. Certainly the way it is with me. Well, because of that, almost every day, every evening, when I'm sitting at home and sometimes I'm, again, taking notes and I'm looking over my emails and all of that at home, and a message will pop up, or just an alert. It's not really a message, but an alert will pop up on my phone. It says, low power. All right? Almost every evening that's the case. Why? Because I've not connected my phone to any electricity since last night. So about 8 or 9 o'clock tonight at home, my phone will say low power. And I'll need to go plug it in, of course, and I go plug it in. And honestly, I'll go plug it in for about 30 minutes. And then what do? I go back and I pick it up again after it's charged a little bit and I start back on it. But almost every day, I get a low power notice on my phone. What do I need to do? Well, it's obvious. I need to reconnect it to the power source. Well, Jesus said something about power. And we've read it recently more than once. But Jesus said to his disciples, just before he ascended back to heaven, Jesus said, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Now, we know that specifically, Jesus was talking about the day of Pentecost, as we call it, that we've studied recently in Bible study, and we've done our sermons about the Holy Spirit, and we'll continue for a little while longer. We know specifically Jesus was talking about the day of Pentecost. When he said to them, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. But remember what Jesus said in John 14 that we keep coming back to? Jesus said the Holy Spirit lives in you. So we receive power from the Holy Spirit as well. So what does that mean for us? Well, every day I need to reconnect my phone to be able to recharge it. Every day we need power. Sometimes we need power to resist temptation. We need power to say no to that which is wrong for us. And honestly, we need to say, Holy Spirit, help me from the inside out. Remember, that's what we've learned about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit leads us and helps us, comforts us, challenges us, does all those things from the inside out. If he lives in us, then he wants to live out from us. Well, we need power to be able to say no to those things which are wrong. We need power to be able to say yes to those things that are right for us. Someone said this recently, and I'm paraphrasing what they said, and I thought this is a really great thing to remember, that the Holy Spirit can be in us, but not have all of us until we let him. And that's a paraphrase of what that person said. But you think about that and how true that is. Jesus said that if I trust in him, and I have, you trust in him, and you have. The Holy Spirit lives in us. But does the Holy Spirit have all of us? And what by that the person meant, are we saying, Holy Spirit, I need your power to say no every day to that which is wrong, to yes to that which is right. We need the Holy Spirit's power to be able to serve. We talk a lot about serving around here, and a lot of people serve. We need the power of the Holy Spirit to be able to serve. Maybe we need to pray for the power of the Holy Spirit to give us the right attitude every day. You see, the idea that we need power from the Holy Spirit, we could just go on and on with that. So I'll just say this in summary. I think we need the power of the Holy Spirit to be able to do everything that Jesus wants us to do. Whether it's loving our neighbor, whether it's being kind to other people, whether it's showing grace, we really do need to reconnect to the Holy Spirit. Just like every day, I need to reconnect my phone to that power source because the power is low. Maybe some days we might feel like our spiritual power, our spiritual enemy has attacked us and our spiritual energy is a little low. Well, what do we need to do? We need to say, Holy Spirit, help me. Help me to be able to do that which is right, to say no to that which is wrong, and to fulfill everything that Jesus wants me to do and to be as his follower. Let me encourage you today, reconnect to your source of power, your spiritual source of power, today and every day. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for giving us the power that we need. Lord, the power that the apostles needed at the day of Pentecost, you gave that to them. Lord, the power that we need every day, the power that they needed every day, you've given that to us in the Holy Spirit. So, Lord, I pray that we would reconnect daily, regularly, to our power source, our spiritual power source. Lord, help us to live the way you want us to live under the power and the direction of the Holy Spirit. I pray for that for me and for everyone here. So, Lord, we lift up all of these on our prayer list, asking for your power to be at work in their lives. Lord, I pray for healing if it's your will. Lord, I pray that you would bless all of those in the hospitals, those here at Bethay, those at home, wherever they may be. Lord, bless them with healing power if it's your will. Lord, I pray for all of the families, and I pray that your power would be on them. Lord, of comfort, of healing in different ways for them. And Lord, that you would meet all of their needs. Thank you, Lord, again, for all of our faithful workers here. Thank you for all of our faithful employees and those, Lord, who serve you every day throughout our community. Thank you, Lord, for all of our faithful residents here as well. Lord, we give you praise for all that you do for us every day. In Jesus' name, amen.